Welcome, everyone. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for the Sawmill Infrastructure Financing District this Wednesday, August 27th, 2025 at 1 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of YourCal in South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a quick roll call today. My name is Tom Jolly and I'm District Counsel.
Ryan Bowman.
Hannah Garrick-Vadia, paralegal.
Matt Lewis, board member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, district accountant.
David, you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Sorry, technical difficulties today on my part. David Hutchison with CLA also.
Excellent. Thank you. We are going to follow our agenda today. There are no preliminary action items, so we're going to move right into our consent items. The first consent item is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting that was held on June 12th, 2025. The board did receive in its packet the draft minutes. I'm just going to open it up to see if there are any questions about the minutes. If there are none, then we can have a motion to adopt the minutes of the June 12th board meeting.
No questions.
I'll let Matt make the motions.
Okay. I motion to approve the board minutes from June 12, 2025.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
A second.
So we have a motion by Matt Lewis with a second by Ryan Pullman. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We'll now move to our second consent item. This is to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting. Now, this is a requirement of the acquisition and reimbursement agreement. It's necessary for the Board of Trustees to approve and ratify by motion and resolution requests made since the last board meeting. Even if there aren't any, I'd just like to get in the practice of when we have our quarterly board meetings, we just automatically have this item on the list. So are there, Shelby and David, were there was one requisition, I think.
Yep, there was just one. It was the $3.5 million reimbursement to the developer that was done shortly after closing.
Okay. So are there any questions about that requisition that you would like to ask Shelby or David?
Nope.
No.
Okay. So I think we can have a motion to approve and ratify payment of applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting held on June 12, 2025.
I'll make the motion as so stated.
Second?
I second it.
Thank you. Motion made by Matt Lewis, second by Ryan Pullman. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We'll now move to our action items to consider accepting the Q2 financial statements for calendar year 2025. Again, this was put in your board packet for your review. We'll have David or Shelby walk the board through the Q2 financials and answer any questions.
Thanks, Tom. So board, I put these up on the screen. Just kind of as a reminder, we're required to do quarterly financial statements. The activity for the quarter gets uploaded to the state. That's one of the compliance items for transparency to the state. And then we like to have the boards meet on a quarterly basis just to review and accept those. So I'll walk through these pretty quickly. June financials, the really only activity was the bond issuance and then some payouts of the cost of issuance. So you'll see additional activity in future quarters. But the balance sheet for the district as of June 30 consisted of total assets of about $8.5 million, about $6.3 million in the capital projects fund. Again, about $3.5 million of that was paid out in early July, $2 million in the debt service fund for capitalized interest and reserve fund, and then the $165,000 in the general fund, which is that working capital fund to cover administrative costs for the first few years. In our general fund, only activity in June was the transfer from the bond proceeds to establish that working capital fund. And similarly for the debt service fund, transfer in from the capital projects fund to establish the capitalized interest and reserve funds. And then in our capital projects fund, you can see here the bond issuance of 8.9 million. We had those transfers out to establish the other funds, and then cost of issuance payouts of about 423,000 through the end of June. Any questions on these?
No,
no.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll turn it back to Tom, but I think we just need a motion to accept these today.
Great. Thanks, Shelby. Appreciate it. Do we have a motion to approve and accept the Q2 financials for the district?
Yeah, I motion to approve the Q2 financials for our district.
Second?
I second it.
Thank you. Motion made by Matt Lewis, second by Ryan Pullman. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We'll now move to our administrative non-action items. I don't have anything specific that's listed on the agenda, so I'm just going to open it up to the board if they have any administration non-action items that they would like to discuss at today's meeting.
No action items. I'm right on the edge of working with Chase on this next draw reimbursement, so I'll get that over to you, or I guess he'll get it over to you shortly.
Perfect.
Great. So if there are no action items, we are ready to accept a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I motion to adjourn our meeting.
Second.
I second it.
So motion made by Matt Lewis, second by Ryan Pullman. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Nice to see everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks for being quick. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thanks, so, y'all. Bye.
Bye.